Now, you folks have told me multiple occasions. I hear this from my clients, friends and family, parents across the spectrum. I can't think of consequences. They misbehave faster than I can think. I need some good consequences. Or this one, some of you homeschooling folks, you always say this, you know. Well, you know, I don't have anything to take from him. He doesn't do anything. We don't do anything. We have no life. We live on the top of a mountain. We don't have electricity. All right. I'm here to help you out. Here to help you out. I'll illustrate with an example from years ago with my daughter. She was about 5 or 6. She had done some scrappy little thing. I don't know, set fire to the garage, tortured a small barnyard animal. You know, little crazy kid stuff. My wife said, Hannah, also because of that little fit you had, you will not be getting chocolate cream pie tonight for supper. I was sitting at the table and I turned and looked at my wife and I mouthed, chocolate cream pie. We have chocolate cream pie. And she shook her head almost imperceptibly saying, no, 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 no. We don't have chocolate cream pie. And I, being an obtuse husband, even then realized what my wife did. She made up a consequence. There was no chocolate cream pie to take away. But Hannah, at age 5, didn't know that. So my wife concocted a consequence. Not to be outdone, I looked at Hannah and said, and you know what else, Hanny? We were all set to go to Disney World tomorrow. We're not going now. Not after a fit like that. And the red Corvette that I bought you for your 7th birthday? I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. Phantom consequences. Non-existent consequences that in the mind of the child are possibilities, but in the realm of reality don't exist. Ah, but some might say, oh, that's deceptive. I don't know if it's deceptive. Okay, it's deceptive. Is it wrong? I don't know. Okay, it's wrong. I couldn't resist the temptation. Look, this is similar to telling a little kid, all right, because of what you did to your brother, you're going to bed early. Now, it just so happens to be 10:45 at night. It is 2.5 hours past this kid's bedtime. But he doesn't know how to tell time. So you're telling him it's early. At which point he starts to cry because he thinks, perception is 90% of reality, he thinks he's gone to bed early. So he's crying, he's gone to bed early. He doesn't know it's 2.5 hours, which is why I told my wife and she didn't listen. And once again, I'm right. I said, do not teach the children how to tell time. Once they can tell time, we cannot use you have to go to bed early if they're not going to bed early. However, in this, I don't know how they figured this out. I don't know where. It's, again, I think some of the kids they're hanging around with knew how to tell time. By age 18 or 19, most of my kids could tell time. So I could no longer use the, it's bedtime, you're going to bed early, when it was 1:30 in the morning. So, if you're worried about having consequences, make them up! Well, you know, we were going on a hot air balloon ride. Yeah, we were going to go in about an hour. Yeah, the balloon was coming. It's going to land in the backyard. It's going to pick us up and take us out. Not now. No, you can't call your brother a name like that and go on a hot air balloon ride. Come on. Excuse me, I have to make a phone call, honey, just a second. Ray Grandy. I would like to cancel that 22 pounds of ice cream that I ordered for my daughter for tonight that we were going to eat with the chocolate syrup. Yeah, cancel that too. The nuts too. Yeah, the whipped cream too. Yeah, cancel that too. The Hershey bars? Yeah, cancel them too. Hershey bars too. How many pounds of Hershey bars? 15! I ordered that many for tonight? Well, that's gone. Okay, thank you. Now, you people better call in here with these questions, because if you don't, that's it. I was going to give you all $15. Anybody who called this program, I was going to pay $15 to. Not now. You didn't call in when I said you should.